Greetings, everyone. I've been thinking about words like commitment, promise, and covenant. And all of these words bring me back to love. They are words that mean or are grounded in love. Bell Hooks says that love is a combination of things, and one of them is commitment. It's also care, knowledge, responsibility, respect, and trust. And so for today, can we think about loving God and ourselves by expanding our definition to include these broader qualities? Can we think of loving God and ourselves by honoring our commitments, caring for, constantly learning about respecting and trusting ourselves? Now, certainly there's a broader component here, but let's just begin right here with one word. What are my commitments? What are our commitments to God and to ourselves? On my mat earlier this morning, I thought about caring for this temple, both spiritually and physically, how I'm praying and eating right, exercising, getting good sleep sometimes, protecting my head and heart space with right relationships that produce good food and fruit for my soul, and conversations that uplift, encourage, and inspire me. These are some of my commitments to myself. And so I invite you to join me in just this kind of a two-part breath prayer. And so we'll inhale, God. Exhale, center of my life and source of all. Inhale, I commit myself to you. Exhale, and remember my commitments to myself. I'll repeat it a couple of times. Inhale, God. Exhale, center of my life and source of all. Inhale, I commit myself to you. Exhale, and remember my commitments to myself. And just breathe on your own. Just connect with your breath for a moment as I repeat that prayer a few times. God, center of our lives and source of all, we commit ourselves to you and remember our commitments to ourselves. God, center of our lives and source of all, we commit ourselves to you and remember our commitments to ourselves. One more time, God. Center of our lives and source of all. We commit ourselves to you and remember our commitments to ourselves. So just be here right now. Just breathe for maybe three sets, right? Just in and out. Connect with your breath on your own time. And so wherever you are, I want you to engage your posture. So if you're seated, I invite you to sit tall as you can. And if you're standing, to remember the legs underneath you as a powerful and stabilizing force. Keep breathing and lengthen your spine. Maybe circle your shoulders around and back and shine your chest forward. Remember that your neck is a muscle. Feel its strength. And let's just rewind for a second and go to the base of your spine and feel yourself getting a little taller as you imagine light and space between each vertebra. And you're just growing a little longer, a little taller. You're inhabiting a stance and posture of awareness. Feel the crown of your head as it is parallel to the ceiling or sky. And once you've engaged fully like this, I want you to just sit in this posture, stand in this posture, inhabit this posture. Be long. Be strong, capable of honoring your commitments to God and to yourself. And so it's just one word, honoring your commitment to God and to yourself. And reminding ourselves that Bell Hooks says that that's love, right? It's a component of love. Keep breathing. We'll enjoy 2 moments of silence, 2 minutes of silence together. We'll start now. If you feel comfortable, close your eyes. You can Float your eyes open and return to this space. We'll close together with a hearty and heartfelt Amen. Amen.